I will have to say, and I always start with this disclaimer, that I have an incurable disease called optimism. I have never been so excited and so optimistic about agriculture as I am at this time and place for a couple different reasons. One is, even though sometimes it feels kind of scary, people do want to know where their food comes from. They want to know how it's produced, and they want to know who's growing it, which is a huge change in society where we all just wanted to get away from the farm. We have become disconnected from our food source. So we have this chance to have a broader base of stakeholders who understand that there are votes for people and for initiatives matter when it comes to land use, water availability, all those issues we care about. And that it's creating new interest in local markets, which can be a great entryway for the next generation of farmers, be they young people who are actually very excited about agriculture and its intersection with the environment. They're vitally interested in food and nutrition and the agricultural piece of that. So it can be a pathway for them, but also for the many immigrants who come here, and farming is what they do, and they can be about farming on a small scale, closer to cities, selling to chefs and in farmers markets. At the same time, because if you know, you have noted, this is a fast-growing world that we live in, from 7 billion today to over 9 billion by the year 2050. Fast-growing population, and populations in emerging markets of fast-growing middle incomes, where their discretionary dollars they want to use to feed their families better. They have high regard for California-grown food items and the crops that we do here. Embedded in that is health, nutrition, our dedication to food safety, and our stewardship of the environment. So I see going into the future the continued kind of resiliency, the continued adoption of technology when it's the appropriate technology for time and place, the use of that technology to create more productivity with less inputs. Drip irrigation and subsurface irrigation are perfect examples of saving water, saving the other inputs of fertilizers, and optimizing the yields of that, which we have to do. We have less arable land, less available water. Water is not just a California issue, but because we have the intellectual capacity and the public universities and the private universities in this state and people who are innovative in their DNA, we can figure out these issues here. And it's important for us to be able to do that because that's what's going to be needed for the sustenance of the universe going forward. So even in a changing climate, I just look at California agriculture, where it's come, and I think the best days for California agriculture are yet to be here.